Greetings, everyone. An important mark of any great nation is how they care for their older citizens. The same is true for a successful family. The question is, in a successful family, do they respect and look after their aging relatives? And you'll find they always do if they're truly successful as a family. When everyone was a newborn babe, their parents provided their every need. They were constantly concerned with how they were doing, looking after these beautiful little children of theirs. Loving and effective parents cared for their children all the time when they were too young to care for themselves. Their parents had to do virtually everything for them, and gladly did so because they loved them so much. Good parents did that for all of us who are now adults, unless, of course, they were abusive parents and failed at parenting. That's horrendous when that happens. But we don't have to be that way when we become parents. We can break that cycle and do it right. Speaking of abuse, one of the unspoken problems in many societies today is grown children who abuse or neglect their parents as their mother and father get older. It is such a painful experience for older parents that it often goes unreported and unaddressed because they're so ashamed when their children treat them that way. Therefore, since it goes unreported and unaddressed, that horrible cycle of abusing parents just goes on and on, unbroken and unchanged today in all too many places. How do you, as a Christian and a good citizen, relate to the older generation? How should we care for those who so carefully cared for us when we were helpless and in need of their help as little children? We need to take a close look at this and be honest as we do so. Too many people abandon and ignore their parents, especially as they get older. Too many people simply leave them alone and don't even stay in touch with them. I know this is true because in the course of being in the ministry for the number of years I've been a minister, I have visited many institutions of care and gotten to know many elderly people. And one of the saddest things is for them to open up and start talking about how the children they so tenderly and carefully cared for now will not have anything whatsoever to do with them. They never receive a call, a letter, a card, or a visit from them. I've talked to the managers of homes of care for the elderly, and they've told me it's such a sad situation to see elderly people just simply dumped into their institution, into their facility, and left there with nobody coming to see them, nobody coming to help them, nobody coming to appreciate them, not even their children. What a terrible blight on any society who treats their elderly that way. I also know of others who do a magnificent job of looking after their parents when they're old and in need, just like their parents looked after them when they were young and in need. They go visit them, they call them, they send them cards and letters, they celebrate Thanksgiving with them, they'll come and take them for rides, they'll bring them home and let them stay overnight. They care for them, they show affection toward them. They do a wonderful, wonderful service to their aging parents, just like their aging parents used to do for them when they were little, helpless children. That kind of conduct is commendable and God will bless it. You know, the Bible gives us clear guidelines about this subject of caring for the elderly in our midst. The fifth commandment holds the key to this very important question. I hope you'll get your Bible and follow along. Let's turn over here to Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12. Here we find the Ten Commandments, and we read what the fifth commandment has to say, and it relates directly to the subject that we're discussing here today. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God gives you. Here we are given the command in the Ten Commandments that we are to honor our parents. We're to respect them. We're to show them love and concern and care. We freely and cheerfully and carefully look after them and stay fully engaged in their lives if we're going to keep the Fifth Commandment. All too many people do not keep the Fifth Commandment, and many don't even know what it says. Now, there is another principle found in the Bible regarding our elderly, not just our parents, but our older generation in whatever society we live. It is found over here in Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 32. Let's turn there, Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 32. Don't believe me, believe what you find in your Bible, and then do that and God will bless you. What does God have to say about this subject of aging people in our society, in our families, in our homes? What does he have to say about our parents and grandparents? He has a lot to say about it. Notice here in Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 32. You shall rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man, and woman is the meaning, the elderly, and fear your God. I am the Eternal. That's pretty straightforward talk right there from God himself. And he lays out some very clear guidelines there. He's telling us as a society, as a family, and as an individual Christian, we are to rise up before the elderly. We are to honor them and respect them and encourage them. We are to seek their counsel. We are to gain from their experience and appreciate their wisdom and years. We are to consider the lessons they can pass along to us and to the generation that follows them. That's all right there in the Bible, and it's all really contained in the principles you'll find there in verse 32 of Leviticus chapter 19. You shall rise up before the hoary head. That just means you are to give honor to the gray-headed, to the elderly. You are to honor the face of the elderly, or the old man, or the old woman. Not mistreat them, not abuse them, not ignore them, or stay away from them. Of course, when we get older, we can have days where we're irritating, or we forget things, or we say awkward things. Well, think back when we were children, and our parents were having to look after our every need. Did we forget things? Were we irritating? Did we create awkward situations? Why, of course, every single one of us did. Did our parents then abandon us, ignore us, and walk away? Well, some pitiful, abysmal failures at parenting. Yeah, they do just that. But good, loving, kind, effective, and successful parents, they would never do that. Regardless of whether we were irritating or awkward or said things that were kind of off-putting as little children, they were still there for us. They still cared for us, provided for us, took time for us, and looked after us. Well, shouldn't we do the same thing for our parents as they get older and more helpless, and they begin to fade in strength and fade in all of the great things they were able to do when they were younger? Why? Because the aging process is now setting in. Right when they need us the most, they ought to have us. Right when they need us the most is not when we give them the least. Right when they need us the most is when we give them the most of our time, of our energy, of our love, of our care, of our concern, and of our help. Just like they did for us throughout our lives from birth on into adulthood. That's what God instructs. That's what common sense and human decency demand. You know, everyone benefits when the Fifth Commandment is kept. It brings stability to every situation in human relations and in the family. Bad cycles are broken and good cycles are established in human activity and relations. The Fifth Commandment teaches us respect for authority, not just for those in our family who are adults and who grow older, but it teaches respect for everybody else and especially for those who are older and in authority. It's a vital part of proper child rearing, actually. And you know what it ultimately does? Keeping the Fifth Commandment and teaching the fifth commandment and requiring the fifth commandment in our lives and in the families that we love so much will ultimately develop respect and love and obedience toward our Father in heaven. And that family relationship will carry right over into our relationship with our Father in heaven. We've learned how to honor our father and mother since birth. Now we carry that over into honoring our Father in heaven in life. That's one of the most important principles of all when we consider the importance of the fifth commandment. Now, Paul understood how important the fifth commandment is. He talked about it right over here in Ephesians chapter 6 in the New Testament. If you'll take your Bible and turn to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1, notice what he says about this commandment. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. In other words, as children, we are to obey our father and mother, whether we agree with them or not, whether we would do it differently or not. When they're in charge and they're responsible for our welfare and for our well-being, and they're training and teaching and guiding and developing and bringing us up toward adulthood, we are to obey them, not rebel against them. We're to honor them and respect them. Now, if they're telling us to do evil, and if they're teaching us to sin, if they're allowing us or leading us into wrong things and wrong ways, well, then we should not follow that and become drunkards and pariahs in society and drug addicts and those kind of things. The principle is right here. Children, obey your parents in the Lord within God's way, for this is right. Notice here in verse 2 of Ephesians 6. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. We start off as little children by hugging them and kissing them, showing them respect by saying yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, thanking them for all the good things they do for us, drawing little pictures, picking little flowers for them, making little gifts to give them, and looking up to them for our every need, and getting answers from them to life's big questions. As we grow on into our teenage years, we are absorbing skills from them and home economic abilities for homemaking and mechanical abilities for fixing and repairing things. We're learning how to drive from them, how to work, how to get along in society and relate to other people, good study habits, good manners. And then as we get on into our adulthood, we call upon them for advice, for counsel, for direction. We draw on their experiences. We benefit from what they've been through and what they've learned that will work and what won't work. And all through our life and their life until they die, we honor them. We thank them. We encourage them. And we deeply respect them and appreciate them. And they know that. Doesn't mean that they're perfect. Doesn't mean that we're perfect. Who's perfect? Jesus Christ and God the Father. But we strive to do the right thing, and part of doing the right thing is to honor our father and mother. When we're children and under their authority in the home, we are to obey them. Once we become adults and we're out on our own and make our own decisions and we're held responsible for what we do and we reap the benefits or suffer the bad consequences for the mistakes we make, now we are relating to our Heavenly Father and obeying Him, but we still honor our human father and mother. Even though we're not required to obey them, once we are on our own and making our own decisions as adults, and at that time we are required to obey our Heavenly Father, we're still to be honoring our father and mother for as long as we live and as long as they live. That's the fifth commandment. There's never a time in our lives that God does not require us to keep the fifth commandment. Notice here in verse 3. Look at the promises. Look at the blessings. Look at the benefits from keeping the fifth commandment. Ephesians 6 and verse 3. That it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. Now that verse is just loaded with tremendous meat. We all want to live lives that go well. There are going to be complications. There are going to be setbacks. There's going to be some choppy water in everybody's life. But overall, God intended life to be lived abundantly. He intended us to be successful and happy and productive in living life His way. Well, you know, one of the most important things we can do for things to go well, in spite of some setbacks and in spite of some disappointments and even some tragedies, overall for things to really go well, the fifth commandment is at the heart of a life lived that way. What it says here in verse 3 of Ephesians 6. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, verse 3, that it may be well with you. If things aren't going well with you, maybe you ought to take a look at whether or not you're breaking the fifth commandment. Maybe you ought to consider honoring your father and mother more. You might say, well, they're dead. Well, you know what? You can still honor their memory, honor their legacy. You can still build on what they taught you that was right and good. You can visit their grave and leave some flowers. You can spend some time there thinking about them and what you learned from them. You can talk about the good times you had with them and the good things you learned from them to your children and to your brothers and sisters and to your friends without overdoing that. That's all a part of honoring father and mother, that it may be well with you. And now notice the last part of verse 3. And you may live long on the earth. Now, that's what God says. He's the one who gives us life. He's the one who is in charge of everything. And He's the one who watches and judges us. And He promises us this, that if we will honor our father and mother and keep the fifth commandment of the Ten Commandment law, things will go well with us and years will be added to our lives. There's no promise there that we'll live 100 or 120 years. But there is a promise there that means we will live longer than we otherwise would have lived because we honored our father and mother. And things will go well than they otherwise would have gone because we honored our father and mother. Paul understood the truth about the fifth commandment, and he amplified and clarified and explained further the promises that go along with obeying that fantastic principle from God. One of the clear and unmistakable measures of greatness in any nation, of greatness in any family, and of the greatness of an individual, is their attitude and action toward those who are older. It's just unmistakable. It is a dead giveaway about their true character. How do you treat those who are older than you? Even in companies, how do they treat their older employees? Do they honor them? Do they respect them? Or do they just kick them to the curb once they are no longer as useful as they used to be? You know, that has a ripple effect. When a company mistreats their older employees and favors their younger employees, that makes the younger employees think this, oh, I see, when I'm an older employee, that's how you're going to treat me in this company. Maybe I'll go to a company that respects their older employees. I mean, once somebody is hired into a company and gives their life to that company, even in their older years when they're nearing retirement, they can still be productive. And after all of that lifetime of giving to that company ought to give back much more when they're older employees than when they're new and just learning the ropes. Sadly, very few companies do that anymore. It's all for expediency's sake. You come in here and you turn out work, you get paid for it. That's what we're after. And once you start getting older and you can't turn the work out, then we're not interested in you anymore, regardless of how much work you've turned out before. That company is going to get in trouble down the road. But a company who cares for their employees and who appreciates and respects their employees, even as they get older, that company will be more successful because the principle of the fifth commandment is being kept, honoring and respecting the older people, honoring and respecting the parents and the father and mother, theirs as well as the older fathers and mothers of others. It's just a principle of rising up before the older person, even in a company, even in an organization. It's a dead giveaway about the true character of every individual and of every society, every organization, and every family. It's one of the main things God Almighty Himself judges in those whom He blesses and those whom He does not bless. The fifth commandment. You show me a successful, flourishing, thriving activity, organization, society, nation, family, or individual, and I will show you the fifth commandment being respected and upheld and kept. You show me a happy generation of people anywhere on earth, and I'll show you the fifth commandment somewhere in that equation and in that mix. They may not even know about the commandments of God. They may not even know about the principle of honoring father and mother in terms of it being the fifth commandment. But they know about the principle in terms of it being good, in terms of it being the right practice. And so they're doing it. And as they do it, they reap the benefits. They reap the blessings. They reap the promises that God gives. That's the beauty about honoring father and mother, rising up before older people and respecting them and appreciate them. The beauty about that is everybody benefits. The older people benefit. The younger ones do. The organization does. The family does. The neighborhood does. The nation does. It's a perpetual commandment that carries perpetual promises and builds generation after generation after generation of successful, happy people who relate well to one another because the relationship is based on honor and respect and appreciation one for the other. If the cycle goes downhill in that regard, somebody needs to step up and break that cycle and turn it the other way and establish that approach in relating to others and especially relating to those who are older and who are senior and who are elderly. Blessings, promises, benefits, and many types of successes will come to those who do that. I want to turn to one last scripture over here in Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 16. This reiterates this commandment, this approach, this practice, this requirement from God of honoring those who are older. It reiterates that once again. And I think it's good to end with thinking about that, reading that, weighing that out. Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 16. Don't ignore what God says in His word about the older generation. I don't mean they need to be put on a pedestal, and I think you'll find that as you honor older people, they don't want to be babied and coddled. They want to stand on their own two feet, and they want to be able to help themselves and do what they can for themselves. You'll find some exceptions to that. You'll find some who want to be babied and pampered, but most really fully engaged elderly people, they want to stay active. They want to be able to do things for themselves. They want to be able to meet their own responsibilities. They don't want to be a burden on anyone. But you know, honoring them, taking care of them where we can, doing things for them, appreciating them, telling them that we respect them and love them and learn from them, asking them questions, seeking their counsel and advice, drawing on their experiences, that isn't babying them. That's learning from them. That's benefiting from them. That's something that is going to help us. And in doing so, it's something that's going to honor them. So this particular commandment, the one that really does go a long way toward happy families, successful organizations, and a stable society, is one that we need to pay more attention to. Because quite often, not only are the Ten Commandments overlooked and ignored, the fifth one is one of the most overlooked and ignored ones of the ten. Let's read it once again here in Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 16. And let's read it often. Let's think about it often. Let's discuss it. Let's change where we're letting down here. Let's go out of our way. Let's be willing to be inconvenienced. Let's decide to make choices where we deny ourselves from doing what we want to all the time and we replaced that with serving and giving and caring for those who are older and who are in need of our attention and in need of some time with us and in need of some care and some love. When we give this way to our parents, the return is way more than whatever effort and whatever time and whatever energy we had to expend in order to honor our parents and honor our father and mother. Here in Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 16, it sums it up. It says, "Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you." God knows what's right. He knows what works. He knows what's best for everybody. And you know, he says right in his word, it's more blessed to give than to receive. I don't know of any situation where that verse applies more than in this matter of family relationships and of what we're talking about here today regarding children and parents. Giving to the parents that have given so much to us. Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be prolonged. Look at the blessings that come back to you, and that it may go well with you. Promises that benefit us who honor our parents. In the land which the Lord your God gives you. So as I said, keeping the fifth commandment benefits everyone, both parents and children, who so lovingly keep that commandment and follow those instructions. Honor your father and your mother. Keep doing it if you are, and if you're not doing it, start doing it, and you'll never be sorry. You'll be glad you did, and your parents will be thrilled to have you back being wonderful children, honoring them and caring for them and learning from them and appreciating them the way you should. This is Charles Bryce with the Enduring Church of God.